So, here we are in Norwich, as usual. But it's different this week. It's different. It's different because Joel is on honeymoon, a big married bastard. So I've drafted in Molly Naylor. Say hello.
Hi.
Hi. Joel wouldn't do it like that.
How would Joel do it?
He'd be more withering, basically.
Yeah, he would.
He would be more withering. I've drafted in Molly Naylor here to help me. So that's how we're going to do the podcast today. So Molly,
it's nice, isn't it?
It's nice in the old podcast. Yeah, it's just a chat. Lovely. It's just a chat. You have the microphone there, you just chat. And the good thing about a podcast is no one actually expects anything of it, which is quite good.
No one listens.
Particularly this podcast. No, we do have listeners. We have 100 listeners a week or so. Well, 100 downloads a week.
I think bloody hell.
Yeah, it's quite a lot.
Hi,
of downloads.
Guys.
Yeah. Joel wouldn't do it like that.
No, so it's going to be a theme. Compare me to Joel.
Yeah, well, I think first of all I need to test what your suitability as a stand in for Joel.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah, you can swear as much as you like. It's not for the BBC.
So
do you want to get some of the swearing out? Right
no,
now?
No, I just no, okay. Just since yeah, I was about to.
Okay. Well, I'll ask you some questions. Yeah. Mm. And like, imagine you're Joel, and I'm saying these things to you. You've got to do a Joel response, and I'll tell you after each one whether you got it right or how close you were.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Joel. Guess what? Our mutual friend Sarah is having a baby.
Holy fuck! That's brilliant. I love Sarah, and I can imagine her baby will be amazing.
No, you see, that's not what Joel would say. Joel would say, "Which one's Sarah?" He would say, "He'd say which one's Sarah." And when I explain to him, he'd be like, "Oh, that's nice." Like, he's not cold-hearted, Joel. I think like you've got to understand. He's not cold-hearted.
He's not dead inside.
He's not dead inside. No, he's sort of like a bit ill. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
He just doesn't. He's not very excited, and if Sarah was. To be fair, it's a bit of a curveball there because you didn't know the mutual friends there and how close you are. But generally, like Joel's only, Joel doesn't really know who people
are. I should have thought about that, shouldn't I? Yes.
Yeah. It took him a year to know who you were, I think, really.
Yeah, like, Molly. I don't think he knows who I am now. Came to his wedding, had a lovely day.
It was very nice. Wasn't Joel's wedding really nice?
It was nice. It was very nice, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
What was your favourite bit of the wedding?
I liked it. I shushed some people because when someone did a speech, these women were making the chocolate fountain, which was a bit disgusting. So they were like,
"Oh yeah,
they had this Tupperware, and they were like digging bits of chocolate out with their pasty white hands. It was literally the worst thing I've ever seen. So they were like digging it out, and obviously that was causing
the
big chatter.
Explain the chocolate fountain because it was like this. Big fountain thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a monstrosity. That's the only way to describe it.
The idea was it was all meant to be liquid chocolate and sort of spurting out the top like diarrhea, effectively. It's brown, isn't it? It's running. And it would nice. It'd all run down and everyone could dip their marshmallows and stuff in it. But what happened is it dried. It wasn't working properly. It dried. So after this, it sort of spurted. But it was more like diarrhea. It spurted badly for a while.
It was horrible.
And then it sort of dried up. And then all these sort of like, I remember was one our friend Chris sort of came up to us and said, with a really worried look on his face, and he's like, "Human beings are incredible, aren't they?" And I was like, "How do you mean, Chris? How are they incredible?" And he just said, "Look at them, there's five people in there standing around a chocolate fountain. They've been doing that for 2 hours. Like, no other species would do that. They do, they stood around a chocolate fountain." So you had to shush some people.
I had to shush them because they were going on about it. But they're weird, aren't they, chocolate fountains? Like, I've never really understood the excitement of it. It's the kind of thing, like, I'm not going to do a bit about men and women, but it's the kind of thing that divides the sexes. Like, women are like, "Love this chocolate fountain, brilliant." And men are just like, just
"And you're
have a
more
boost.
Like a man." Yeah, well, no, I don't know. Chocolate fountains are good. I was like, "I'll have a go on that," but I wouldn't
make a fuss about
okay,
it.
Okay, let's question two. Hi, Joel, it's your wedding planner here. Would you like a chocolate fountain at your wedding? It's going to cost you in excess of £500, I'm imagining. I don't know how much it costs.
I'm going to leave it up to Fran.
Yeah, that's exactly what Joel would have said. Well done, that's exactly. He would have left it up to Fran. He wouldn't have made a decision. He might have had an opinion, but he wouldn't have made a decision.
He wouldn't have shared it.
No, exactly, you're right. Okay, so let's try another one.
Lovely. I'm good at this,
okay. Joel, should we go see Morrissey in concert?
How much are the tickets?
No, he wouldn't. Good effort. He wouldn't say that. He'd be like, "No, I hate Morrissey."
What?
He hates Morrissey.
Whoa.
Can you imagine that? You imagine hating Morrissey?
No.
Well,
no,
lots of people.
Well, the thing is, I can. Because
yeah, you can, because like, he's the sort of person you can hate. He's not.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to share a room with anyone who did. Well, actually, that's not true. My mum hates Morrissey, and that's fine. Fliss Naylor
hates Morrissey.
She doesn't like Morrissey.
I love Molly's mum. Never met her before.
You think she's just like a big me? She's not.
I didn't use the word big. I used the word old.
I wasn't imagining that. I mean relatively old. She's like more me, like me squared. She's not like that at all. She's just better and she likes musical theatre, whereas I don't.
You used to like musical theatre though, didn't you?
Yeah, when I was 9, I just watched The Biz a lot. We all want it bad. Sorry, I'm not going to
What's The Biz?
It's this show, right? It was horrible. It was this TV show. I think it had the like 5:10 slot when Biker Grove and Grainshill were not on, and it was like,
always disappointment. Anything other than Biker Grove.
Well, it was until The Biz came on. Yeah, it was like the Lowdown and like other shit like that.
Lowdown.
That was horrible.
I've just got a vague memory. It's achieved some recognition in my head.
Yeah.
The Lowdown.
I don't know what it was, but I imagine some people getting the Lowdown on something, but.
Yeah, it was a magazine show, wasn't it? Do you know what the worst one was? Why Don't You?
Why Don't You?
Put on the TV set. They're all Geordies as well. They might as well have been Geordies.
Which is fine.
No, it's not, Molly. On this podcast.
Oh, right.
Podcast,
we're doing
yeah, no, you haven't been listening to recently. But one more. Why don't you do something sharp?
Sitting on the wall, smoking tabs.
Yeah. For like, last week, Joel just ran through a whole lot of countries and I said whether I thought they were a good idea or a bad idea.
Okay, fine.
Right. I'm not sure that actually made the final edit, actually, come to think of it. But you know.
You've told them about it now.
It
happened.
It doesn't have to be the final edit. I've eaten a lot of jelly babies already.
I know. I'm a bit worried about this because I've eaten a lot of jelly babies as well. And I'm a bit worried about what you thought when you were asking me to do this because, as we've established, I'm nothing like Joel. And I don't really know too much about podcasts, but I imagine you've got to have a dynamic. Like, you've got to have the lively one and the sensible one with the Radio 4 voice. And, like, I don't know if you've ever met me, but I think
it's inevitable that our dynamic will be different from mine and Joel's dynamic. For example, Joel is so lofty and intelligent, or he puts across it that I end up being the stupid one, and that's how it works. But with you, I'm the lofty intelligent. That's not fair. It's not fair.
Yeah, but we're sort of on a level though. That's what I'm worried about. It's like Bodger and Badger. It's like Badger and Badger. Is that okay? I feel like that's okay.
It's like a double act having two fat ones, basically.
Yeah, all right.
You're not fat. That's not the point I was making. So you can't get offended about that. So it's fine. We'll do one more. What would Joel do? Question. Right. Okay. Okay. Fine. Give me a subject matter. Give me a sort of area where the sort of
dance.
Okay. Joel. It's your wedding. Do you want to do the first dance?
Fuck off.
Pomegranate's a fucking pointless thing, isn't it? Look at the state of that.
Yeah.
Look at that. You know what I'm saying when I mean pomegranate podcast land, do you?
It's like, of course
it's,
they do.
Yeah, they might have liked
it's
it.
It's not Radio 1.
I didn't see a pepper mill till I was 17. I might have. We didn't see a tin of beans till I was 17. It was the opposite.
You don't like beans.
I don't like beans, no. But like, they're all, it's basically like, there's a little bit of fruit around a massive seed.
Yeah.
The seed to fruit ratio is not very good. So like, actually the fruit itself is really nice. You can't exist. There's no one can sit there and eat a big, like, slab of pomegranate, can't they, without...
Pomegranate is a superfood.
Really?
Mm. Like tomatoes and...
I don't think tomatoes should be a superfood. They're pretty normal, aren't they? It's like you get a lunchbox. Like, tomatoes are not a superfood. Blueberries, fair enough, that's pretty super. But tomatoes are just, like, pretty run-of-the-mill, you know?
Yeah.
You're telling me courgettes are a superfood next?
You hate courgettes.
I used to hate courgettes. I eat courgettes now.
Do you?
But I think courgettes look like evil cucumbers. That's what I don't like about them. They look like nasty cucumbers. Like, you know, in Star Wars, where a little Anakin becomes nasty old Darth Vader and gets ruined?
Yeah.
But I can imagine those are cucumbers being, like, brainwashed until they get, like, all speckly spots.
Speaking of money,
yeah.
I found out something nice the other day.
What's that?
It's a bit of a treat. I found out the other day that the money I earned last year, whole year, was the same, the equivalent of what MPs are allowed to claim for stationery.
That's your
That's
life,
nice.
That is, yeah.
That's my actual life.
What do you think the MP's expenses? Good thing, bad thing? That's what I asked Joel at these moments.
I heard this woman on the radio this morning going, I think they should be put in jail and they should throw away the key.
I heard that as well.
Good
I think
idea,
actually,
isn't it?
Fucking jail and throw with a key. They don't use keys anymore, do they?
Just one massive key.
And they've got swipe
key.
Cards now, haven't they?
Probably.
Probably got swipe cards.
Yeah, you don't have just one key.
You don't have a key.
You don't throw it away.
You throw it away, you can still get them out. Fucking stupid woman.
She was a cop.
Where was she from? Did the accident again?
I think they should lock them up and throw away the key.
She's from...
Voice of an angel.
That's in Liverpool. That's Liverpool, isn't it?
She's
Liverpool.
She's nice.
She's nice, isn't she? Yeah. I didn't know she was nice.
They should just put them in jail, all of them.
Well, all them, all
yeah,
the MPs.
Just put them all in jail.
Whole, and then...
we've got loads of space for them.
Stick them all in jail, and then what do we do from there? So just put them all in jail, throw away the key, very yeah. important. Where should we throw the key?
Probably in the river.
In the river, the
yeah,
Thames.
Off a bridge, yeah.
Throw it from the House of Parliament garden. That'd be symbolic.
Ooh, lovely. Yeah.
So we throw them, away. Throw them all away. And what do we do then? Do we get new MPs? We need to get new MPs, probably, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should just.
And where should we get those from? Should we get the man on the street to do it? Because the man on the street's got lots of good ideas.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. So just
it's
go
just
out there.
Random
people. Do you reckon people will want to do it? They might not want to do it though.
Well, it's their duty. Be like jury service.
MP service.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
We're fine.
Because there's a man who's around the corner from me I call Cracky, because he's on crack quite a lot of time.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Do you see him? He goes out 3 or 4 times a day and always comes back with like a bicycle wheel or like a saddle.
Some crack.
Yeah, or some crack. But we didn't gather crack. It's not like you don't make a big thing out of it. You don't get it in a big, you know, it's not like you bought from John Lewis in a big gift box. Here's your crack, sir. Thank you very much. We'll see you in 3 hours' time when it runs out. No,
I don't
know, voice. Yeah. Not a man in John Lewis. He's been fired now. He's rubbish. Terrible customer service. So, yeah, so the old cracky comes back. He collects things. The crack addicts. They're like magpies, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're just like shit magpies, basically. Yeah. They come back with loads of things. They're like a bit of like corrugated iron. I don't know what he does. He all goes into his house. Every once in a while, I leave something valuable outside my house. He'll have that as well. I'm going to have to go around and go, can we have a bike back, please? He'd be like, cost you 50 quid. And like, I found it in the woods. You didn't find it in the woods. You picked it up from outside our house. Anyway, it's not about cracky. The point I was making is, what if Cracky got a little letter for you to go, you got your MP service? What would he do? What would he make of it?
Well, I'll tell you what, he'd probably do a better job than some of them.
Some of them.
Do you know what I mean?
Them crims, yeah.
He wouldn't. He's cracky,
yeah. But he wouldn't. It'd be funny if we could riff for hours just going, you'd probably make crack compulsory because he likes
what
I mean. He wouldn't do that. He'd probably just sit in a pile of his own feces like he does every day and neglect his duties.
Yeah, he probably would.
Much like the MPs at the moment. Yeah. So, I think that'd be a good solution. I think maybe...
What does Joel think about it?
Well, he's not particularly bothered. You know, he's got other things in his life at the moment, but I think he feels like I do about it. I think he feels like it's insulting what some of these people have done. Well, some of them actually have broken the law, and they have actually broken the law, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they've actually sort of done, like, they've sort of claimed money for stuff they don't need to claim money for.
Do you know what, though?
What?
I'd probably have done that if I was an MP.
Really?
I mean, if I could have 7 grand worth of stationery, I'd be like, like stationery. Like,
that's not the point. No. Yeah, but I think that's the point. I think a lot of people would have done that. What about the ones who sort of go, I need like 18 grand for my mortgage? I haven't got a mortgage, really. I'm not going to put the 18 grand on crack.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? Why?
Well, that's illegal, isn't it? And that's,
yeah. Mm. I think they should throw them in jail.
And throw away the key, that's what I think, yeah. Yeah, and I think this pomegranate is a bit shit, to be honest. That's a massive seed, and you get all the stuff around the seed, it was quite nice.
But maybe that's the good bit. Maybe that's the super bit.
Yeah, it was fucking horrible, I'm not going to eat that. What's so super about something that's horrible?
I don't know, it's good for you, isn't it?
Okay. This is a change of scene for the podcast. We normally do it around a stupid Joel's house, and he's on either way.
I hate Joel.
I couldn't find a way of breaking into his house, so we had to come do it over Molly's house. I didn't have to, we could have done it on the street, but I thought it would be a bit weird.
So
Cracky might turn up, exactly.
If
so, I've come round. Actually, that'd be brilliant.
It
I think we should make a lifestyle guide to Cracky. Oi, Veng, you should steal up to 3 wheels from bicycles a week and store them. He might be like a fucking. He might be an inventor. He might be making things.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's on crack. He just looks like he's probably on crack. He just sort of traipses around. Whatever he's on, yeah. He doesn't do anything all day apart from steal people's bikes. I don't go get all Daily Mail about it.
Oh.
I reckon he's not really adding anything. If anything, he's been a bit irritating. So there's that. But we're sitting here in your lovely flat, Molly.
I'm going to move the pomegranates.
Okay, yeah, we're done with them.
Yeah.
And
we are.
And we just noticed you've got a new printer. A new printer. It's been made.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? Do you like it?
It was made by Brother.
It was made by Brother.
It's a stupid name for a company, isn't it?
Via money from the Arts Council, which is fine. Which is almost like money I've earned, in a way. I had to write a proposal.
You're not making any friends here. I bought it through a grant given to me for writing poems.
Yeah, I need to write poems and print them out and have a look at them. It's lovely. I'm really pleased with it.
And you're particularly pleased because it wasn't bottom of the range. It was one up from the bottom, wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what? It might even be two up from the bottom.
It's a good feeling in life when you get to the point where you're buying one up from the bottom, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's nice. It's nice not to have something shit, isn't it? Yeah. It's nice.
Well, yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's pretty terrible that some companies manufacture things that are just shit. So, well, this is the shit one. You don't really want one of those. just made it bad, really bad. It'll break after a little while, but that's it's fine. Cheap. That's what I call a false economy.
Sure, great. So I'm hoping that little baby will last me a good few years.
That'd be good. Print out a few poems on that.
Print out some stuff.
I wonder what poems that will save. Can you print any good ones? Any ones that will go down in history?
Nah,
probably not. Someone's poem is going to have to go down in history from this period.
I know. And someone did compare me to Auden the other night, so that was nice.
Yeah, I was writing on my blogs today. I was like, good, the people in Froome, they know their poetry. One of them
bloody
compared them
Froome.
To Auden.
Love
I was like, they can't possibly know their poetry if they compared Molly to Auden.
You are a wag, aren't you?
Have you ever read any Auden?
Yes. Tell Me the Truth About Love.
Yeah.
That collection.
Yeah, I've read the. I like that one he done on Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? Yeah. I like that film.
Stop the dog from barking with a juicy bone, that's Auden, isn't it?
Everyone remembers that line.
I've got Auden's greatest hits. Collected works, sorry, pretentious about it. I've got it. He's got a letter to Byron in there, and he's something about going to Iceland, and he's. Got some. I think about Auden. This is not interesting, actually, in terms of sort of talking
don't
about.
Think it is, no.
No. But he started off really sort of modernist and weird. Got all kind of like, you know, kind of accessible and good, and then got equated accessibility with goodness there. and then he went all weird again at the end. And he went to America as well. Like, people didn't, never forgave him for that. Mm. He was like, "War? I'm gonna go to America, mate. War or holiday? Holiday or war?
I reckon I am a bit like a
war, please.
I'd choose holiday as well.
Yeah, war or holiday? Holiday or war?
But... Yeah, I might be a bit like Auden. I might get a bit weird now, then have a period where I go a bit broad, like you.
Yeah.
A bit accessible, a bit broad.
You're not weird now.
And then go more weird and go to America. Oh, am I in my broad phase now? Have I done my weird? Okay, now I'm in my broad phase.
You haven't done a weird phase.
I have.
Have you?
You just weren't there. It was so weird.
It's so weird when they lock you away.
It's just me, cracky.
Yeah. I don't like all this stuff about me being broad. I people just like what I do. I'm just pop, it's just good.
Hang on.
It's like what you do, but more popular.
You do. Yeah, you are a bit broad. It's fine, though. Because if you weren't broad, how are you going to be in a gold spandex outfit on a massive stapler in a few years' time? Because that is your ambition.
I think Joel, despite saying truly awful things at times, never cuts quite as... deeply to the core of the problem and in such a cruel way. If anything, you've killed all the comedy in my soul. I'm just really worried now.
Really?
So I want to ask about New Look, because New Look just looks like the fucking most awful place in the world to me. But girls go in there quite a lot. They quite like it because it's cheap and it's sort of New Look.
I don't like New Look.
Don't you?
Where I come from, when I was
tell them where it was. Tell them where it is.
Seattle. No, yeah, I come from Falmouth.
In Cornwall. It's Cornish. It's not English.
It's a little town on the mouth of the Fowl. Falmouth.
Falmouth. Oh, there's a joke lingering somewhere deep in that phrase.
Yeah. We had a little high street, and there weren't really many shops, and practically the only place to buy female clothes was in new look. Mm. And so that's where we had to buy everything. I say buy. We mainly stole stuff because you can't, you don't have any money when you're a child. And actually, I never did, but all my friends got into nicking. Like,
yeah, nicking. It's horrible, isn't it? I should go nicking with old Cracky.
So they just go into new look, take like loads of bras into the changing room, put about three on, and then go out of the shop with three bras on.
So it's like three bras.
So I have negative associations with new look, and I don't like it.
Did you never nick?
I never nicked.
A lot of girls get into that shoplifting stage.
I know, it's weird, isn't it? I can understand why, because, you know, pressure of society to, like, really, you know, look good and stuff, and you don't have the money. But I just didn't.
No, do they actually nick for practical reasons? I mean, I think like, they just nick for the sheer thrill value, don't they?
I don't know, maybe. But in FAM, I think it's more necessity.
Like Winona Ryder, didn't she? She did a bit of nicking, didn't she?
Yeah, but she was on loads of, like, really hardcore drugs for something.
How does it make you nick things?
No, listen, hear me out. I like Winona. Yeah. And so she was, like, apparently, she was in a bit of a daze and just, like, wandering around. And she picked up a bunch of stuff and then just sort of forgot to go and pay for it, like I did with a chorizo a few weeks ago in Sainsbury's. So it can happen.
You've got to pay for the chorizo. What happens? Yeah.
Well, you know, you have those bags for life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can...
It's depressing to think I'll be lugging that thing around for my entire life, next 70 or 80 years.
I don't want it. I want another one. I want a different colour. Yeah. I'm fickle. So I got me ingredients for me risotto in there, walking along, and then I took everything out at the thing, left the chorizo in there accidentally. It was sort of wedged under a leaflet.
Did you have your bag for life in the shop and you used it as a
basket? You can use it as a basket.
Can
that's
really?
Fine.
It's
they
fine,
don't
is
mind.
It? Really?
Yes, that's the done thing.
Really?
So you could actually nick loads of stuff quite easily.
The kind of people who have... You're talking about brown canvas bags for life, aren't you?
Which are the kind of people who don't steal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, old Cracky doesn't have one of those.
No,
you can't really imagine him forking out £2 for one of those.
Exactly, for a bag.
Exactly. You can't even buy, like, broken bike wheels in Sainsbury's anyway.
No, exactly.
That's what he wants. He wants bike wheels.
Doesn't want chorizo.
No, he doesn't.
So
he nicks a chorizo, no one noticed.
And I didn't go back and pay for it because I'd got home by the time, so it's fine. Like,
I'll walk all the way back.
Exactly. I'll do something for charity, you know.
Stole from Sainsbury's.
Shh.
Molly Naylor.
But
Molly
then,
Naylor.
The 30. Next week, when I was in Sainsbury's, a woman had an epileptic fit and I helped her. So I think...
Well, Sainsbury's haven't benefited from that at all because they had a nick chorizo and they had some woman having a fit. That's
it was not, horrible, actually. She started shaking and she was like, lying on me and like a bit of a dribble went on me, which is fine.
Yeah, exactly. We don't. Yeah.
Except the fact that it wasn't fine.
Was she all right after that?
I don't know. I didn't, like, go to the hospital with her.
Oh, she had to go to hospital, did she?
Yeah, called an ambulance and everything.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. You know, when something makes you feel weird all day, you just feel a bit weird.
I think you're spending too much time in Sainsbury's, actually.
I think I am. I think you can do it all online from now on.
I do it all online. You know, it costs maybe up to about a fiver in delivery charges, depending on when you have it delivered.
I'd pay a fiver
not to go Van Sainsbury's, exactly, because that's like an hour and a half of your life.
It's horrible. The worst thing's going, like, I'm quite glad I'm single at the moment because the worst thing is going with a partner. Like, it is the worst thing, isn't it? I've almost broken up with several boyfriends.
I have done in the past. I think my wife and I have got that going to sort of... That's Asda, though. That's what happens, I reckon. Are there more divorces in Asda than in Sainsbury's? If you know the answer, write in. Practice being spontaneous.
There's more pressure in Asda. I don't know why. It's the colours. That green is sort of grates on you, doesn't it?
So what would Morrison's do to a relationship then? It's sort of fake, oldie, worldy kind of like bits. You know, it's the bakery.
Yeah,
it's
I've had some bad times in Morrison's.
I haven't been back to Morrison's. You know, I went to Morrison's only a couple of times in my life with Craig. Craig was the guy that I lived with when I was at university. And he's from Stink. And Craig didn't really go shopping quite a lot because his parents owned like about a million cash and carries, basically. And a bit unfair to him there. He was a really nice guy. Like, he just... Craig, that was his voice, because he's from Stoke, and they own like a million cash and carry. So Craig would come down at the beginning of every term with like massive, huge, like industrial tubs of beans and stuff like that. I don't like beans.
Beans.
I don't like beans. And you know, stuff like that. Loads of sort of like packaged stuff because he just get from his cash and carry. But like every once in a while, Craig might run out of something. He'd go and do his shopping at Morrison's because that's what they do. The Northerners they flock instinctively to Morrison's. It's a northern thing.
I love it.
That just makes sense. That's normal.
Do you know what, though? It is actually really good.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
All I remember is Craig's Economy Mint.
No,
whenever I think
no,
of Morrison's, I think
it's
of Economy Mint.
It's changed now. There's hummus and everything.
Hummus and everything?
Yeah.
What different flavours of hummus?
I'm sure there's a few, yeah. The one
Do you know what I like? Really a Tesco hummus. Yeah?
Brilliant.
No, it's really good.
To say about that?
No, with lemon and coriander, yummy.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, of course you do. Everyone likes it. It's lovely. Or the caramelised onion.
Whoa.
Yeah, you just hold your horses. Calm down, Molly Naylor.
Give it a try.
Okay, it's all right. It's nice. It's got a slight sense of dirtiness to it.
But yeah.
That's all right. If you do it on your own, in a darkened room, maybe a bit of bread.
Some German biscuits.
No, you don't want some German.
Afterwards, there's pudding.
All right. What German biscuits?
You know, there's nice thin ones. I love German biscuits.
I love German biscuits.
So nice.
What are German biscuits?
You know, they're like thin. That's what I've got to say.
Like
I can't describe them.
But I'm thinking of morning coffee biscuits. You say thin.
And then they've got like thick, dark chocolate on top. You can get milk chocolate ones as well, but you wouldn't. You'd get the dark chocolate ones.
Yeah.
They're called like Lebanese or something.
Oh yeah, with the crinkled edge. Yeah, they all need to say was crinkled edge.
All right.
And the fact that the chocolate coating covers it, and it's like even on the bottom, it's got like a frame of chocolate around it. Isn't
all
it?
Right, yeah. Much better describing biscuits than I am.
Yes,
right. Well, crinkled edge.
Honestly, you've done a few of these podcasts. You've seen learn the important things.
How to paint pictures with words, which is what you do, isn't it? It's your job.
Well,
you're
yes,
amazing.
Actually.
You're my hero.
Swoon.
Swoon.
Oh, I'm not your hero. I am. Am I? Say it again.
Yeah, sure you are. You are a bit my hero. You're not. Do you want some more pomegranate? I've got the pomegranate back. Why have I done this? Oh, there's a fly in it as well. That's nice.
Oh, it's alive.
Yeah.
Let's try and kill it.
I'm going to drown it.
Oh, he's drowned it. Is the pomegranate
right?
juice. Is that alright?
You better edit this out, otherwise we might lose some listeners.
Why?
People who like flies.
No one likes flies.
Do they not?
I think so.
Oh, it's taking ages to drown. This is awkward. That's it. There he is, dead.
It wasn't like a big old sort of like blue bottle fly.
No, it's just
tiny,
a little one.
Little tiny fruit fly.
We all know size is important.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't kill an elephant, but you might kill a cat.
Exactly.
I wouldn't kill a cat.
Do you think you'd be able to kill and eat some food? Like, would you be able to kill a cow and prepare it and do all that and eat it? Do you reckon you would? Be honest.
Killing a cow is a big fucking job. It's a huge,
yeah.
huge grubby animal, that. I've watched Chief Ernie Whittingstall. I could kill I think I could probably kill a pig.
A pig, eh?
Yeah.
Or a baby one or a proper big one, big fat one.
Well, it's a bit fucking because you've got to fucking bleed them and everything like that. So you've got to hoist it up and everything like that. It's a bit hard.
Hoist it up.
Yeah. I could gut a fish.
I could take on a prawn.
Prawn?
Yeah, I reckon. But, I could have that prawn.
Yes, because all you need to do is...
Fuck you, prawny.
Pick the prawn up.
Yeah.
Drop it in some boiling water.
I could
peel the prawn, eat the prawn. Yeah, that's an easy thing to do. So we just live. So if the zombie apocalypse came, we just live on prawns.
Yeah, I love
unless there
prawns.
Were zombie prawns.
Imagine that.
Imagine zombie prawning his stomach trying to get out.
And ugh, that's horrible.
Prawning its way around with this prawny sort of like.
If we were students, we'd draw a picture of some zombie prawns, wouldn't we? And like make a little cartoon sketch. Maybe make some badges.
Yeah, yeah. It's not something we do at all.
We're
is
not
it?
Students anymore.
No, we're
are
not.
We?
We're not.
We're more grown up than that. We play badminton.
Yeah.
We eat hummus.
Make podcasts.
And we order things online.
Yeah, exactly. We order things online.
It's nice not being a student, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I don't
being
like
a student's rubbish.
It is really shit. And yet, at the time, you're aware that it's a bit like that, but you also kind of think it's quite cool. But now I look back, and it's not cool at all. When you meet a student, you almost instantly know they're a student. You
well, no, that's awful, isn't it?
How that's like.
Do you know what
people?
I'm on that cusp though. Some people still think I'm a student, and it fucks me up.
It's only because you don't go to work during the day.
I do.
People still wandering
my
around.
My work happens to be. My sofa and some crinkly edge.
Yeah. Okay, you don't go to work.
Exactly.
You don't like pop. You
don't wear a trouser suit.
Yeah, trouser suit.
I don't know what one is. Probably get one in New Look.
Yeah, you might be able to get a
bit cheap.
What
did you want
cheap.
To say about New Look?
Well, I just,
got,
I don't know. It's like it's horrible. Well, you know, like I'm trying to think of zombies is the obvious thing now, but not zombies because that's a bit obvious. Like I don't know, like you know when someone like drops like an ice cream on like the pavement. And all these ants come out of nowhere. Some of them are flying ants, which I think is the most disgusting thing ever.
Worse.
Yeah, an ant's not very nice, but when an ant with fucking wings come out of its back for no good reason.
It's horrible.
And they all just sort of crowd around it. I remember once, actually, this disgusting thing. Went on holiday with my mate Simon. Well, not holiday, we went on an adventure. We went all around Europe, and the last night, got lucky, I think the lads say. And
why did you win a prize?
Yeah, we won a prize, and Simon's prize was this girl, okay. And the next day, I went into the room, and we were getting everything out of the room. And
what room?
The room we were staying in. There was a little static caravan
right,
outside
Venice. So I'm
just
trying
Venice.
To picture the scene.
Outside Venice, it was a static caravan park, and then you hire a caravan thing. I went to the room and I was searching around for everything. I looked under the bed and Simon had left his condom under the bed and there was all these ants all around the condom.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Okay, so get that picture. Pitch that thing. Well, that's thanks. What looks like. But instead of ants, it's teenage girls. Instead of a condom, it's a building in the town centre. Yeah. It's something a bit disgusting about everyone flocking to, oh, that's got a new look and look like everybody else.
But Primark's surely worse for that.
Yeah, but I don't really like Primark either, but at least it's got like a sort of variety of
people. You sort of know
there.
With Primark, it's just a disgusting.
Yeah, but New Look paints itself as being a bit like, hey,
yeah,
new look.
New look.
Yeah, but, and all the clothes are really cheap and horrible as well. I mean, lots of them look so horrible on, but like, you know, to be that cheap, they had to be made like in a sweatshop. So that's, I don't know, they want to get all the sort of student politics about it, but actually we all just deal with it and just go, okay, sweatshops are this, right? I don't think about this. But if you think about it, if you actually think about it, for you to be able to buy those pants for £1, someone has had to suffer to make them.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and we all know that, but I'm starting to think about it more and more these days.
Do you know what? For the last year, this is something you might not know about me, for the last year, I haven't bought anything from a new shop.
Mm.
I've been doing my own tiny little thing, but obviously pants and tights.
Yeah.
And I've had to.
Yeah, and generally, even if you buy like Calvin Klein or something like that, they're all made like in Indonesia or something like that. So you know that they've been made.
There are actually like websites where you can get like eco pants. Then they're like £20. It's like I'm not spending £20. I've already bought a printer,
and then it costs £20 to make a pair of pants. So they're actually just profiteering out of it, which I think is a bit disgusting as well, isn't
it?
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing. So lots of charity shops for me. Which is, to be honest, like if it was someone else doing that, they'd probably have a lovely time because, like, a lot of people, especially girls, sometimes, girls, don't want to make any gender stereotypes. They like doing all that, don't they? Rummaging through charity shops, going to vintage shops, finding some lovely flowy dress.
I like buying a nice thing from a vintage shop. I don't like having to fucking look for it.
No,
in the first place.
I hate it. I'd like someone else to find like one okay thing there is in the shop, and I'll hand over my £4.50.
Androgynous dickhead sucking on a fucking roll up in there as well.
There is. And everything's so shit and it costs so much money and you're like, I'm not surprised people go to Primark. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, quite sure, exactly. It's like, do you want to think about it? It's like my mum will happily say she doesn't like thinking about things. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? She knows what she thinks. She doesn't like thinking, basically. That's why she reads the mail and she lives a much comfort. She probably lives a much happier life. So, Molly, it's coming to the end of our podcast today. What Joel and I always like to do is we like to do a nice little sort of moral ending, basically, and we ask each other what we've learnt. So I'll ask you, and I need you to give me two answers. One, I want you to tell me what you've learnt. What have you learnt?
I've learnt a lot about you today. I've learnt a lot about your thoughts and feelings, your ego, and I've learnt about... I don't really know. I don't like this bit.
Okay.
I'm not very good at it.
What has Joel learnt today?
Okay. Joel's learnt loads. Joel's learnt how to be a better guy.
Mm, good. Okay. And you need to ask me.
Okay. Luke.
Yeah.
What have you learned today?
I've learned that when you criticise me, I get this sense that you mean it. Whereas I think Joel has such a low opinion of me anyway, it doesn't really matter. But that's okay. And,
that's fine,
and
isn't it?
I think you've been all right. And I think maybe we'll have you back next week because Joel's got a 2-week honeymoon.
Oh, has he indeed?
Yeah, has he indeed. So until next week, podcast listeners, bye.
Bye.